You ain't getting none of that exclusive, so don't ask me. You know what I mean? Don't ask me to send you nothing. Because I ain't giving it up. You got to pay me for that. You got to pay me, TMZ style. I need at least.
That's it. It was nice to, you know what I'm saying? And I watched the whole press conference for like an hour set up there, you know what I'm saying? Just to make sure it's history, you know what I'm saying, what it is. But
I ain't get to that. I watched
pretty
it.
Much
I watched
everything that had.
Like the first 3 days, though, I watched it. I feel like the fucking lawyer, the cop lawyer boy threw him under the bus at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel. And I didn't watch even as much as the trial as I wanted to, you know. But, like, so when I knew it was coming out today, I'm like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what these people going to do. Because I'm like, it works both ways. I was about this close to wanting to not get convicted because people take action under the stress. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
The fact that he got convicted is what we need in the long run, don't get me wrong, but people will accept that as a bypass, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we got one, niggas will get calm, they'll relax a little, you know what I'm saying? That we're not at a point right now where we need to relax or calm down or sit down or not be proactive, you know?
I get what you're saying.
The not guilty verdict is, you know what I'm saying, it's a builder, you know what I'm saying?
Especially
right now because, like, I know a lot of people don't fuck with Trump, but he does something for the atmosphere of what you're looking for. Without Trump building that hate and that whatever, people will become complacent, you know what I'm saying? Biden, he calms the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? A guilty verdict calms the atmosphere. People will start to look away, you know, again, you know what I'm saying? People will start to be less conscious, you know, and that's... That hate draws consciousness, bro. That, you know, I ain't gonna say it's good, you know what I'm saying, by any means, you know, but it does make people be aware of their surroundings and make people be really conscious of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That guilty verdict, you know, it is what it is, and we do need that, but it also is, you know, a counterintuitive to the movement, you know what I'm saying, in a certain way of the overall, like, okay, you know, what are we going to do now? You know what I'm saying? You know, because it just happened again the other day with Mr. Wright, you know what I'm saying? And people, they did what they did, you know what I'm saying? But, like, how many times are we just going to be like, okay, well, we won one, and then...
All right.
We chilling. They did that shit.
We chilling now, you know what I'm saying? You know, and we should have been tearing that shit up since then, you know what I'm saying? And not been, you know what I'm saying? Because they wanted us to sit down and be quiet and... Now they're
gonna think so we gotta keep going.
We gave you one. What do you have to say? You know,
we gotta put that
one. We gave you.
But they're gonna say they're not accountable for all. You know what I'm saying? We're accountable for it
because y'all still got the country. Like y'all ain't. I agree.
We agree. You know what I'm saying? The problem is getting to them a degree that they owe. You know what I'm saying? Y'all owe up. You know what
they
I'm saying?
Never
yeah.
gonna dig it because they always gonna throw like one black person in there, one Latino guy in there, one Mexican, one, and then it's gonna be like, well, look, we got a black guy, look, we got a Latino, we got this. It's always salt and pepper, but it's never no gang of people in there. It's no group in there.
Today, our boy got a little vindication. You know what I'm saying? It should be
that's dope as
a
shit.
Party, bro.
He got that shit done on this day.
Bro, you think they dumb? You think they didn't set that shit up that way? Point. You don't. I mean, it is what it is. But you think they didn't give black people two holidays in one? Shit, me. All these niggas high out here anyway because they set this, bro. Come on, juries are what they are, but they control that shit, bro.
Yeah, because they weren't even letting us get fucked.
It's like, these niggas out here high as fuck, nigga. If a verdict come out today and it don't go their way,
you trying
to deal with all these niggas who's already out here
they gonna be
turned up before 20, niggas, shit me, and they're already collective because
yeah,
it's cause our...
Yeah,
because
we not going to stop us from wrecking shit.
No,
like, we,
you know what
yeah,
saying,
we
you know
take
saying,
the
you know,
weed to the
but
wreck.
But today a party day for us, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be collective, we're going to be hanging out. People we ain't never met before, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever. You know, shit, you don't want that to be on bad terms, bro.
We party with, for real. Because she'd be on my shoulders, jumping off of shit. Like,
I'm a conspiracy, though, bro. Money. I told just telling her earlier, you think they don't control the weather, bro? How they turn, now all of a sudden, 420 is cold as fuck. They don't want to keep you in the house. You keep you contained. You know what I'm saying?
On the day they about to convict my guys. How you do that?
But I'm saying, that's, I believe in stuff like that, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?